Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 331 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Yesterday was the last day of season 5. If you've been here a while, thank you so much. If you're just joining this party, welcome, and thank you as well for being here. I really genuinely only expected to be able to keep this show up for 66 days, and here we are, almost a full year later, kicking ass. And I truly am so inspired by each and every one of y'all, so I appreciate you sticking with me. I do spend a lot of time and energy on this because it means so much to me, and I am beyond grateful that it's resonating with you. It means more to me than I could possibly express in an episode, but thank you. And keep sharing it with your people. To celebrate our almost 1 year anniversary, I'm adding a little bit of spice to the structure of the show. This really won't change shit for y'all, but it will give me some space to create and supply you with more actionable and creative and inspiring and new content on a daily basis without feeling like I'm ever repeating myself or boring anyone. I will still be here every day while you make your bed or commute or smooch your pet or whatever you do during our precious time together. But I will no longer be breaking up the seasons into 66 days. I figure y'all have caught the drift by now if you were trying to catch that drift, so if the first 5 seasons weren't enough for creating a few new good habits, the 6th one probably isn't gonna change the shit for anybody else. And I figured what better way to start off a new week and a new season than by changing the structure a little bit. There will be days where I share self-care strategies, actual actionable tips that you can do, some personal stories, some success stories, and some good news. Today, I wanted to fight off the Sunday scaries with you because it's Sunday here in Chicago, and I wanted to give you one of my favorite self-care strategies. Because whether you are working a 9-to-5 or not, Sundays are a perfect day for self-care. Even if you are working today or busy, find a moment to treat yourself to a little luxury. And that's kind of my question I want to ask today. What are the things that you have been saving for a special occasion that deep down you probably know you're not ever going to use? Do you have this fancy facial cream that's really expensive or a fancy bottle of wine sitting on your shelf that you've been just saving for a celebration? Maybe it's a pedicure that you're planning on getting, but you want to wait until the next vacation. If you're the type of person who withholds luxuries and joyful acts from yourself, I get it. I am the same way. But we should both start questioning why. And if we have a good reason, or we have a date in mind, or a genuine plan to indulge, great. Stick with it. But if you are constantly making excuses not to, or avoiding it, or feel really overwhelmed when it comes down to indulging in life's luxuries, figure out why. you deserve to experience luxury. I can't tell you how many fancy, overpriced face creams I have let rot before my very eyes because it was too scary to put that much expensive cream on my face. But then I get pissed because it's filled with mildew when I do go to use it or clean out my bathroom eventually. Set a date today, ideally, and pop that champagne. Put on some beautiful records and treat yourself. Go out and buy your favorite cupcakes from the local bakery. Treat yourself to a fancy coffee. And if all of that costs too much money and you're in a frugal mode right now after the holidays, I get it. But set yourself up with a nice little bath. If you don't have a bath, fill up the sink and give yourself a foot bath and your own pedicure. There are ways to indulge in luxury that are free. But if you've got some luxurious things that you've been saving for a special occasion, life is a special occasion. You are worthy of celebration on your worst day. Not saying today is your worst day, but I'm saying even then. To me, the most affordable and simple way to accommodate myself when I want to feel luxurious is just taking a little extra time, doing the little steps, making my plate look beautiful, lighting a few candles, adding a garnish. All those things are very, very cheap, but can make me feel like I've done something special or it's a special occasion. Whenever I do a yoga class in the morning in my house, if I light candles and bring my water bottle to my mat, it's a different experience altogether. If I put on actual pajamas at night rather than just wear the leggings I had been wearing all day, it feels like a luxury. Create tiny moments of luxury every single day. And today, take a few extra moments to make whatever you're doing a little more luxurious. Because life is reason for a celebration. And you deserve to celebrate.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.